Do you see yourself as rather insignificant? When you think about the abilities that you've been given, do you view them as nothing special? If so, stay tuned as we consider this truth. Don't underestimate what God can do with the insignificant. I am Aaron Turner, and you're listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Recently, I read 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 46. It says this, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There's nothing. And he said, Go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, Behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say to Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass, in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went on to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." The nation had been in 3.5 years of drought, called into effect by Elijah. For 3.5 years, there had not been any rain. The bodies of water were dried up, and no doubt, people were starving, and Ahab was very angry with Elijah. But on this day, Elijah said to his servant to look toward the sea, which he did 6 times and saw nothing. But on the 7th time, he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. That's not very big. And such a small, insignificant thing couldn't possibly spell the end of a 3.5 year drought. And when the servant saw the cloud, he probably didn't think that that tiny cloud meant anything. But it was a sign of the great rain that was to come. You know, God often uses what appears to be small and insignificant to accomplish His great purposes. There are more examples of this in Scripture than we have time to consider in this episode, but I want to consider just two of them, one from the Old Testament and one from the New. One that comes to mind is the rod of Moses. As far as we can tell, there was nothing special about it, yet look what the Lord did with it. Moses was afraid that others would not believe that God had sent him, so in Exodus 4, verse 1, it says, "And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand." That second instruction the Lord gave him about taking that serpent by the tail, that would have been the one that would have been very difficult for me to obey. But in verse 5 it says, "That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee." This insignificant common rod was used again and again in the contest between Moses and Pharaoh, until finally it was the rod that Moses raised to part the Red Sea for Israel to cross on dry ground. Don't underestimate what God can do with the insignificant. In the New Testament, a little boy's lunch comes to mind, just a common, insignificant lunch of 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, was used by the Lord Jesus Christ to feed 5,000 men, plus women and children. As you listen to this podcast, maybe you see yourself as rather insignificant. Your abilities are not uncommon. There's really nothing special about you. Well, if that's the way you see yourself, you're the kind of person that God chooses to use. You see, God uses the common, unimpressive, and insignificant so that He is the one who gets the glory for what is accomplished. In 1 Corinthians 1:27 through 29, we find these words, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." Why? That no flesh should glory in His presence. As I conclude this episode, there's one more thing that I want to point out. The rod was insignificant, but it was thrown down according to the command of God. Moses did what God told him to do with the rod, and God did what only God could do with the rod. The little boy's lunch? It was insignificant, but it was surrendered. He didn't hold on to it, but he surrendered it to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the lad did what Jesus told him to do with his lunch, Jesus did what only he could do with it. What's in your hand that seems inconsequential and insignificant? I urge you to surrender it to the Lord and trust Him to do with it what only He can. Well, thank you for listening. And if you'd like a transcript of today's episode, please reach out to me through my website, meditationsandmusic.com. That's meditationsandmusic.com. If this episode has been a blessing to you, why not share with others? If you've not yet subscribed, please do so. I would greatly appreciate it.